This is Akashwani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Reshma Tiwari. First from the Lok Sabha. The writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The Lok Sabha on Wednesday witnessed repeated adjournments for a third day in a row, with the opposition continuing its protest over the NEET paper leak and students' issues. The government said it was willing to hold a detailed discussion in the Lok Sabha on the NEET paper leak issue. As soon as the Lok Sabha reassembled at noon after an earlier adjournment, Speaker Om Birla asked Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju to make a statement. But Congress leader K.C. Venugopal intervened to assert that the opposition was also seeking the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Venugopal said that the opposition demand is simple, that when the entire nation is feeling the pain of the students, all other businesses of the house should be set aside and this burning issue should be the top priority for Parliament. Mr. Rijiju said the government is willing to hold a discussion on NEET paper leak issue, but the Speaker will have to meet floor leaders of all parties to decide on the rule under which the discussion will be held, with its date and duration. Mr. Birla said he has heard the views of all sides and repeated the government's willingness to hold discussion with an open mind. He urged opposition parties to discuss the issue elaborately and not rush to the House gallery and disturb order. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav expressed anguish that while BJP and Congress members spoke, he was not allowed to speak. He said if the interests of youth and students are hurt, the opposition is bound to protest on streets also. Amid opposition's sloganeering, the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. In another development, in the Lok Sabha, the lower house also suspended the TMC's Kalyan Banerjee for the remainder of the monsoon session for using unsavoury language against women members after he had a heated exchange with NCPI members. As soon as the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment of the day, Krishna Prasad Tennadi, who was chairing the proceedings, referred to a complaint filed by members with the Speaker against Mr. Banerjee and said his remarks had hurt the dignity of the House. He then asked Union Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal to read out a resolution seeking the consent of the House to suspend Mr. Banerjee. The resolution was passed by a voice vote amid sloganeering by the opposition members over the NEET paper leak and other issues. As the resolution was adopted, Mr. Tennadi asked Mr. Banerjee to leave the precincts of the House. Amid continuous sloganeering by the opposition, the House was adjourned for the day. Earlier in the day, Mr. Banerjee had a heated exchange with some of his former party colleagues and NCPI members in the Lok Sabha chamber after the House was adjourned, following an uproar by the opposition. The Nationalist Citizens Party of India, NCPI members involved in the exchange included Mithali Bagh, Shatabdi Roy and Kakuli Ghosh Dastidar. Mr. Banerjee has remained loyal to TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee. Bagh, Dastidar and some other NCPI members subsequently went to meet Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in his chamber, apparently to raise the issue. Meanwhile, the government told the Lok Sabha that India has achieved a tremendous growth in the solar capacity installation in the country since 2014. In a written reply to a question in the lower house, Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, said the total installed solar capacity now stands at 162.15 gigawatt as on June 30, 2026, which is about 57-fold expansion when compared to 2.82 gigawatt installed as on 2013-14. He said that as per the International Renewable Energy Agency's Renewable Energy Capacity Statistics 2026 report, India is now the third largest in the world in terms of installed solar capacity. The minister said the scheme for development of solar parks and ultra-mega solar power projects is designed to provide all essential infrastructure required for the development of solar power projects, including land, power evacuation facilities, roads, water facility and other supporting infrastructure. He said that so far, 56 solar parks with an aggregate capacity of 39,461 megawatt have been sanctioned across 14 states. Mr. Joshi said of these, Solar power projects with a cumulative capacity of 18,919 megawatt have been commissioned in various solar parks. The government also informed the Lok Sabha that Targeted Public Distribution System TDPS under National Food Security Act NFSA 2013 is operated under the joint responsibility of the central and the state or union territory governments. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuben Jayantibhai Bambhania, said the central government is responsible for procurement, allocation and transportation of food grains up to the designated depots of the Food Corporation of India. She said the operational responsibilities for allocation of food grains within the states or UTs, identification of eligible beneficiaries, issuance of ration cards to them, distribution of food grains to eligible beneficiaries under TPDS, issuance of license to fair price shop dealers, supervision over and monitoring of functioning of FPSs, etc., rest with the concerned state or UT governments. In response to another question, the minister said the public distribution system, PDS, is now governed as per the provisions of the National Food Security Act 2013, which provides for food and nutritional security in human life cycle approach by ensuring access to adequate quantity of quality food free of cost to people to live a life with dignity. She said the Act provides for coverage of up to 75% of rural population and up to 50% of urban population, thus covering about two-thirds of the total population of the country, which at Census 2011 comes to 81.35 crore. The minister said that under the Act, while Antyodaya Anna Yojana households, which constitute poorest of the poor, are entitled to 35 kg of food grains per household per month, priority households are entitled to 5 kg of food grains per person per month free of cost. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that rail safety has been strengthened through modern technology, infrastructure and enhanced maintenance. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Vaishnav said safety is accorded the highest priority on Indian Railways. The minister said that the expenditure on safety-related activities has increased from around 39,000 crore rupees in 2013-14 to over 1,20,000 crore rupees in 2026-27. Mr. Vaishnav informed that all locomotives are equipped with vigilance control devices to improve the alertness of loco pilots. In a major step towards strengthening railway safety through indigenous technology, Mr. Vaishnav said, Kavach 4.0 has been successfully commissioned on around 2,500 route kilometers covering high-density Delhi-Mumbai and Delhi-Howrah routes. The minister informed that due to the government measures, the number of consequential train accidents has reduced from 135 in 2014-15 to just 2 accidents in 2026-27 till June. The minister further said that the policies of the government are aimed at ensuring an open, safe, trusted and accountable internet for its users, including children. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Vaishnav said, the IT Act 2000 and IT Rules 2021 together have established a framework to promote digital well-being, user safeguards and responsible digital participation. He said, the IT rules require that the intermediaries shall observe due diligence while discharging their duties and shall inform the users of computer resources not to host, display, upload, modify, publish, transmit, update or share any information that is harmful to children or violates any law for the time being in force. He said the Act provides a legal framework for safeguarding children's privacy online. Mr. Vaishnav said it mandates parental consent for processing children's personal data and prohibits practices detrimental to their well-being, such as tracking, behavioral monitoring or targeted advertising towards children. The Lok Sabha also extended the deadline till the end of the ongoing monsoon session for a joint parliamentary committee to submit its report on the proposed amendments to the corporate laws. The monsoon session ends on August 13. The committee headed by BJP member Sudhir Gupta is examining the bill which seeks to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act to facilitate ease of doing business, decriminalize minor procedural defaults and modernize the country's corporate governance architecture. On March 23, Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had introduced the bill in the Lok Sabha, which was then transferred to the committee. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. The writer is Rajesh Ahuja of PTI. The monsoon session of the Rajya Sabha today continued to witness stormy scenes for the third day in succession due to the opposition uproar on the issue of the lathi charge on students protesting at Jantar Mantar, on the issue of leak in NEET Medical College entrance examination. The opposition uproar led to repeated adjournments of the upper house, which was eventually adjourned for the day without conducting any business. The proceedings of the house began with Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan condoling the loss of lives in an accident at an under-construction hydroelectric tunnel project by the NHPC at Sikkim. Members of the house observed a brief silence in the memory of those who lost their lives. The chairman informed the House that India has achieved a significant milestone with the commencement of operations of the country's first indigenous-developed hydrogen-powered train, Namo Green Rail. He said that the train marks India's journey towards a major clean and environmentally sustainable transportation. After the laying of papers, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge stood up to raise the issue of police crackdown and lathi charge on students protesting the leak in NEET Medical College entrance examination. Even as he spoke, there were protests from the treasury benches. Amid the noisy scenes, the chairman adjourned the house till 1200 hours. When the house resumed at 1200 hours, the opposition continued with their protest on the lathi charge on students. The members of the opposition entered the well of the house to protest. Deputy Chairman Harivansh made several pleas to members to allow the question hour to proceed. However, when the noisy scenes continued, he adjourned the house till 1400 hours. When the house reassembled at 1400 hours, Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said that he wishes to put across the point of view of the government on the demand raised by the opposition. He said the government has been saying from the beginning that they are ready to hold discussions on all issues, including the NEET paper leak. However, he said that the opposition was disrupting proceedings of the House with sloganeering. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said that as has been stated by the Minister for Parliamentary Affairs, the government is ready to debate on any issue, including NEET paper leak. He said that the opposition is destroying the dignity of the House with their protest. Thereafter, the Deputy Chairman Harivansh asked Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge to speak. Mr. Kharge said that the opposition wants to have a discussion on the NEET paper leak issue under Rule 267. However, he added that before any discussion on the issue is held, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan should resign. On this, Deputy Chairman Harivansh, citing earlier rulings and precedents, said discussion under Rule 267 has earlier been held on rarest of rare issues. Raising a point of order, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK said that what is happening in the country is a rarest of rare issue. Amid the uproar by the opposition, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 1500 hours. When the House resumed at 1500 hours, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that now, after the government has expressed its willingness to discuss the issue raised by the opposition is now putting a condition which is not right. Rising up to speak, Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said that the Deputy Chairman himself said that in the past, discussion under Rule 267 has been held at a rarest of rarest issue. The agitation by the students is a rarest of rare issue, hence discussion on the issue should be held under Rule 267, he said. Soon after, there were noisy scenes from the Treasury benches and the opposition benches. Amid the uproar, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House for the day. And that's all in Parliament Review.